Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Capitol. It was a far different scene from January 6, 4 years ago. The snow, as you just saw, but also Congress quickly certifying President-elect Trump's Electoral College victory without the violence of 4 years ago.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris of the state of California has received 226 votes.
That's me. I'm talking about me.
Today was obviously a very important day, and it was about what should be the norm and what the American people should be able to take for granted, which is that one of the most important pillars of our democracy is that there will be a peaceful transfer of power. And today, America's democracy stood.
Absolutely. That's correct. Now, I know for those of you who cannot stand Kamala Harris, you're inclined to kind of, you know, bicker in your head or disagree with her no matter what. Why are you playing her? Because she's the vice president. She certified the election and it was not a story. And that's exactly how it should have been. That's how it should have been 4 years ago. And it wasn't. 4 years ago was atrocious. It really was. A speech? No problem. A protest march? No problem. People outside the Capitol chanting? No problem. People breaking through into the Capitol? Problem. People in the Capitol, once they're in, sightseeing and not doing much, it's not great. It's not that bad either. People fighting with cops and breaking windows and looking for Pelosi to kill her and invading offices and bad, really, really bad. Really, really bad. This was a horrible event in America's history. Not the most horrible event in American history, pretty bad. And contrast with 4 years ago is worth mentioning that this was perfunctory, which is what should have happened 4 years ago. So it's worth taking a note. Always agree with people when they're right, even if you hate them, even if you can't stand them, even if you disagree with them all the time. In fact, that shows that you're more committed to, like, you know, truth and logic and reason than you are to your personal bickers or your people that you like and you can't criticize. Always be ready to criticize the people you like. Always be ready to praise the people you dislike. It counts for more. You know, it counts for more. Like when you praise the person that you are already on their side all the time, it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, of course, you know. But when you praise the person you disagree with, it shows that, again, your alignment is not to personal alignments. Your alignment is to truth and logic and reason. And she's exactly right. And celebrate that. Now, I will tell you in advance, I'm going to feel bad for doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I can't stop myself. I think for some of us, we were really hoping that she wouldn't do a lot of speechifying, and she didn't. She wouldn't do an embellishment, and she didn't. We were also hoping that she'd manage to pull it off successfully and just do it, which she did. Because in recent days, there has been at least one time where she wasn't quite able.
Please join me in pledging allegiance to our flag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep, January 3rd. Let's go.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of, America and to the Republic.
Oh, no.
Word salad time.
Oh, no.
Pledge allegiance to the United States.
Oh, no. And, you know, I play it, but listen, anybody at any time who's not, like, really focused in on what they're doing can make a mistake. And you say, are you really going to give her cover for that? Yeah. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody sing the national anthem and they flub a line? It's not because they haven't sung it before. It's not because they don't know. It's because brains are weird. And she did the rest of it just right. And I know it's a bad look, but sometimes a thing can just be funny and you don't think anything beyond that. You know? Listen, Here's one thing I have learned over the years. This is almost, I do not believe in karma. I think it's a silly concept, but and unbiblical. But I will say this. When I criticize people for just their verbal gaffes, I have noticed that it seems like pretty shortly thereafter, I make one. Which a little bit feels like God's trying to teach me a lesson. So I'll just take it. 437-1620, 437-1620. Yeah, so we did the thing yesterday, and it's all over, and it's easy, and no big deal, and that's how it's supposed to be. Which is right. And does it deserve special praise? No, not really, because it's not a special thing particularly. It was a particularly unspecial, terribly done, really bad thing that took place 4 years ago. 715 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, even for those of you who think that, you know, Trump really won in 2020, or for those of us, and I share this, I have questions or concerns about the, you know, accuracy of that election. Okay, even still, the answer is never invade the Capitol and engage in violence and threaten people's lives. That's never the answer, right? It's not the end. Okay. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, starting to see the congestion delays, about a five-minute delay there. Also, we've got a disabled vehicle at Fairfield and Old Palafox in the eastbound. It's blocking the turning lane there, so just be aware of that. Also, if you're traveling on Avalon Boulevard headed toward I-10, we're going to see some delays there from an earlier accident. But other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Oh, somebody else put in a note here that's worth mentioning. Says, in large rooms, sometimes the sound and the echo can mess you up too a little bit. He says, I don't think that's likely, but I'm trying to be as charitable to a famous national citizen of Bayron as I can. little inside reference there to a former... misspeaking. Anyway, 437-1620. If you have any thoughts about anything I say, want to agree, disagree, or just, you know, tell us about an accident or, you know, whatever the case might be, we're here for you. I always try to be available and respond most of the time. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty is fantastic. And one of the things is, like so many big decisions in life, it just kind of all feels overwhelming. You know, I mean, but selling a home is emotional. Selling a home is a big decision. Buying a home is emotional. It's a big decision. It's a lot of money. A lot of things you're scared of that you feel like can go wrong. And what you want in that process is somebody who makes you feel comfortable, somebody who makes you feel good, makes you feel informed, answers your questions, allays your fears, and gets you all the way through to the end result of closing. Because it's their expertise, not necessarily your expertise. And when you ask a question like, hey, I'm selling this home. I got a 12-year-old water heater. Do I have to replace that? Because the buyer's asking? What? I mean, that's a good question. And what's normal in Florida right now is not what's normal through most of human history for selling homes in most of the United States. And so you're going to want somebody who has the experience of selling nearly 200 or over 200 in some cases homes a year for the last several years. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of the most popular Christian hymns in the world is Jonathan Newton's Amazing Grace. And the word grace simply means unmerited favor. And grace is beautifully displayed in the cross of Jesus Christ. Grace is a step beyond mercy. Remember that mercy is withholding a penalty that you justly deserve. And of course, we love mercy. However, grace is not only withholding a penalty that we rightly deserve, but grace is also giving us something that we have not earned. The fact is that we're all sinners, and the Bible says we deserve punishment for our sin. But God's grace says, here's Jesus, and he has perfectly paid your sin penalty and mine. Believe on him today. That's amazing grace.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all the fun things to do in Pensacola in the new year, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC basketball, and so much more.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
I put that on my own mama.
Say next month's Mardi Gras celebrations will now have support comparable to the Super Bowl. The announcement comes as NBC News has learned from the company that makes the new bollard barriers being installed on Bourbon Street ahead of the Super Bowl that they're only guaranteed to stop cars going a maximum of 10 miles per hour.
Oh, I'm gonna, my head's gonna explode. The new bollards that they're putting in to replace the old ones that are gummed up with Mardi Gras beads and beer and vomit. And that's what made it so they didn't work. The new bollards on, that's the street poles that you place in the ground to prevent a truck from going or a car from going and killing people like was done. The new bollards work up to 10 miles an hour. Is that, oh my God. This is Don Aviv, the president of Interfor, I think is the name of this company, who's putting them in.
You know, hit the gas instead of the brake and they roll into the bollard. That's what that's designed for. It's not designed to stop a ramming attack like we saw on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I just, I can't even, can't
then
even.
What's the point of them?
Exactly. It's designed to stop the person who pulled up to the bollard and paused and then accidentally hit the gas. Is that really what we're spending or they're spending all this money on? This is seriously?
Now, after years of delays, there are concerns that the new bollards being installed may only withstand crashes of up to 10 miles per hour.
The thorough assessment that I'm asking for will determine if, in fact, they're strong enough.
I wonder if the Constitution of Louisiana allows the governor to remove a mayor. I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know if the governor can remove, like, D.C. Reeves. Because an incorporated city is different from a county. Like, he can remove a county commissioner. I know that. I don't know if he can remove, like, city folks. Because they're not in the Florida Constitution. I don't know. Somebody out there knows. I don't know the answer. But this is the mayor says, oh, yeah, we're looking into that to see whether the bollards can stop a truck going 30. What is the point of having them? If they, okay. It's look, the attack it wasn't caused by the city of New Orleans, but the city of New Orleans was warned in a report in, what was it, 2017, I think, that this was a problem, and in 2019 that it was a critical problem. They needed to fix it right away. And, I mean, I actually saw there was a screen grab of it that the report actually says. Here, I want to get it for you accurate. Where did it go now? New Orleans 2017 report. Bourbon Street is often densely packed with pedestrians. This presents a great risk. It presents a risk, quote, as a target for terrorism. And the FBI cites this as a concern the city must address. 5-6 years ago. It was not caused by the city of New Orleans, but the city of New Orleans has shown a pattern of failure to respond, prepare, account for, and now they're saying that, no worries, we're putting these up for the Super Bowl, and they're going to stop a rickshaw, I guess, is what their level of capability is. So, I don't know. You know, we're going to have, I know the Mariners press conference is going to address some of this today here in Pensacola, D.C. Reeves. We talked with, the chief of police last week about this pretty extensively, and we'll ask more questions. Oh, speaking of that, by the way, I keep forgetting to tell you, we do these periodically. We do these 1-hour-long radio town halls with D.C. Reeves. We'll do one tomorrow. So ask him any question on any topic. I might suggest, I don't know, parking, red light cameras, and street security as three possible ones you might want to ask him about. There's so much more going on, but that'll be tomorrow from 7:30 to 8:30. So 437-1620, text in your questions tomorrow, and I'll ask him and he can answer them. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, we're starting to see our congestion delays there. Also, if you're traveling eastbound on 98, just past the Navarre Beach Bridge, we're starting to see a good 20-25 minute delay trying to get you through the Windhaven Beach area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And good morning, Andrew. Totally not stalling for time.
I was like, do I call him on it? Because everybody knows. Everybody knows. Go on, sir.
Now, so memorial services for former President Jimmy Carter are shifting to the nation's capital today. Carter's remains are being flown from Atlanta to the D.C. area this morning. There will be a state funeral for Carter on Thursday, along with the National Day of Mourning.
Ben, just on that note, somebody sent me a picture of a, this was in York, Pennsylvania, Lincoln, Nebraska, and several locations in Georgia. Billboards that have gone up that are for Jimmy Carter, and it's got a picture of just his face kind of like with his hand underneath his chin just kind of looking pensively off into the distance, and it has a giant word character, 1924 to 2024, but in the word character, it's grayed out the H and the AC, so the white letters are Carter.
Very neat.
Here, John, I don't think I showed you this before, but you see how that... Isn't it? Yeah, it's pretty. That's pretty good.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Anyway, sorry about that, David. Go ahead, sir.
No, that's okay. And Meta now ending its fact-checking program in favor of a community-based system similar to Community Notes on X. The changes were announced by CEO Mark Zuckerberg. They'll affect Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. He says the idea is to focus on reducing mistakes and restoring freedom of expression. And Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have now settled their divorce. The former celebrity couple signed uncontested divorce papers yesterday in Los Angeles.
Oh, man, now I can get on.
I figured you'd be able to sleep a little bit better tonight.
To have this put behind me, finally. Thank you so much.
Well, the saga of it all has led to a few more gray hairs I can see all the way from over here. So I'm glad you'll be feeling better about that.
If you like Nikki Glaser's humor from the Golden Globes, now realize that, you know, only about, a third of the jokes that she writes actually get in the show for various reasons, right? People think that's not funny, or somebody thinks that that's not appropriate, or even she's like, yeah, that's one step too far or whatever. She did make a joke about Ben Affleck in the show that I'm not going to repeat because it's a little PG-13 for the show. But her follow-up to that she did not air was... Here's to Ben Affleck. I can't wait to see which Jennifer you try to ruin next.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'll only
funny.
Because you bring up the story. only because you bring up the story. 4-3-7-16-20 I do feel good about that choice now. Anyway, oh, I got a note in from somebody who would know, saying that street bollards generally are designed to keep a common driver from choosing to drive where they normally can but now can't because of an event. So like on Palafox, where it's just meant to be something there in case you either think you can or try to and just didn't realize or you're not paying attention. He says they're not really designed to be anti-terrorism devices. It's less expensive than posting an officer in a vehicle at an intersection. No, certainly true. But they've got to be levels of robustness, right?
That's what I was just about to say.
And, I mean, the ones that are outside, like, you know, Walmart and Target, and the Target ones are concealed in the balls. At least I assume they are. Or the 7-Eleven or whatever. That's shell. They have to be more robust than just that, right? I assume they are. Otherwise, I feel much less secure, honestly.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Americans detained in Afghanistan could be coming home in a swap for an alleged associate of Osama bin Laden held at Guantanamo Bay.
Rahim al-Afghani. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration has had negotiators in Doha, Qatar, negotiating with the Taliban about a possible trade for Mr. al-Afghani for three Americans that the Biden administration believes are held by the Taliban right now.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Washington, D.C. The Biden administration also sending 11 Gitmo prisoners to Oman. President Biden left New Orleans last night for California.
President Biden is signing proclamations today creating the Chuckwalla National Monument and Satitla Highlands National Monument. The Biden administration says the move will protect more than 800,000 acres of land in California.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Pensacola. It is a very cold morning and the beginning of a long cold stretch here in Northwest Florida. It's placing a bigger demand now for services on local organizations that provide shelters for the homeless.
Anytime the weather gets below 40 degrees, REAP normally is contacted by families looking for places to stay.
That is Vinny Wibbs, the director of Reentry Alliance Pensacola, who tells Channel 3 that he's amazed by the number of people and families that struggle with homelessness here in our area. Data from the Florida Department of Education shows there are more than 1,800 students in Escambia County and 1,000 in Santa Rosa County that have been identified as homeless. A cold weather shelter for women and children was opened on Palafox due to the freezing temperatures. Waterfront Mission and My Father's Vineyard also have cold weather shelters open for adult men and women. Escambia County deputies searching for a person that robbed a Dollar General store. That happened on Beverly Parkway. Investigators say the suspect entered the store with a mask and a gun and demanded that the cashier open the drawer, then took the money and fled from the rear of the store. Nobody was injured. There's currently no word on suspects in that case. An Escambia County man arrested for the fatal shooting on Tommy Street last week. 19-year-old Taylen Darby Burnett is charged with second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, firing a weapon. Investigators say Burnett shot a 48-year-old victim at the property after an argument, then fled the scene. That victim taken to the hospital where he died. Burnett was located later in Santa Rosa County and reportedly had an altercation with deputies there when they tried to question him about the homicide. He now also faces charges of loitering and resisting arrest as a result of that confrontation. Burnett was transferred from Santa Rosa to Escambia County yesterday. He's being held without bond. Now, the Fort Pickens campground at the Gulf Islands National Seashore remains closed due to the ongoing cold weather. The National Park Service closed the area Sunday. All other sections of the park are still open for day use. Park officials say they'll be reassessing conditions periodically before they reopen the facility. Senator Rick Scott says he'll be working tirelessly to deliver the changes that the American people want and need. Scott outlined his legislative priorities yesterday for the 119th Congress. He says he'll be refiling many of his major pieces of legislation, including the Sunshine Protection Act, which would permanently lock the clock and stop us from changing the clocks twice a year. Scott says he'll also be pushing a bill that would create term limits for members of Congress, and he wants to work with the Department of Government Efficiency to, he says, end the broken status quo and reckless spending in Washington. Doctor in St. Petersburg facing child sex charges. The Department of Justice announcing yesterday that Stephen Andrew Leedy had been arrested and indicted. He's accused of producing child sexual abuse material and coercing or enticing a minor to engage in sexual activity. Prosecutors say they found 10 victims from around the country, including one that died 3 years ago. And it is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock that just happened on Highway 29 and Archer Road. It says the road is blocked there, so definitely plan around that. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, you're also seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay associated with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And 7:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
A very cold start to your day with temperatures in the mid-40s for your afternoon high. Plenty of sunshine. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 27 degrees. For Wednesday, nice sunny skies with a high near 52. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 28 degrees. On Thursday, sunny skies, high near 51 and a low near 40 degrees. Stay connected at Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Right now, we've got 31 degrees in Pensacola. It's 33 in Milton, and we've got 31 in Gulf Breeze. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We have breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Breaking news, Meta Platforms is ending fact-checking and removing restrictions on speech across Facebook and Instagram. It's a move Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said it will attempt to restore free expression on its platforms. Toyota Motor is exploring the development and production of orbital rockets. That's according to Chairman Akio Toyota. The automaker is investing more than $44 million into Interstellar Technologies, which is a startup developing orbital launch vehicles. Ulta Beauty CEO Dave Kimball is retiring and will be replaced by Kessia Steelman, the company's chief operating officer. Ulta also raised its fourth quarter guidance, saying it expects modest growth of a comparable sales. In a new release, the beauty retailer said the leadership changes are effective as of Monday. Futures are currently mixed. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 25, the NASDAQ up 243, the S&P 500 up 32. That's your money now.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at The Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's very cold, so please take that seriously. I mean, it's freezing. It's right at the freezing out there. So please be not surprised. If you go in shorts and flips, good luck. I mean, have fun. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons, newly re-sworn in, which is not a word, but that's okay. There it is. Congratulations, sir. Welcome back to the show.
We get the gist. Thank you. Yeah,
you get the gist.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing? Yeah, we had a pretty good night last night. Pretty eventful.
Couple hundred folks, Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Couple hundred folks. Yeah. We you know, I didn't want to just say we'll have a small ceremony and no one can come. If people want to come, come on. And come say hello after the after swearing in and then the conversation. We did a lot of talking about what we would do. And a lot of times people get sworn in, they take the oath of office, and then they just say thank you to everyone, and they should.
Right.
And then that's it. And
the people want a show. They want to see their celebrity. They want
to
see their favorite sheriff,
now.
Their unopposed reelected sheriff. Give them something.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I gave it to them, but I did tell them what we've accomplished. I did tell. Like I tell here all the time, what we plan on accomplishing and how proud I am of working at the sheriff's office and having the trust of the citizens. And, you know, I wasn't sure about this unopposed for the first time ever type of thing. And I'm talking about it now only because we've done some research. And sure enough, there's never been an unopposed sheriff
in Escambia County. Yeah.
And we are the oldest sheriff's office in the state of Florida. Now, the first 100 years they were appointed. So,
which
coincide.
Sure.
You know, there weren't any. There weren't any newspapers to say who was appointed, but there are. Oh, I mean, all the details of the appointment.
Sure.
But based upon who we know the first elected sheriff is, and from that point on, there's always been at least a primary, if not a primary and a general.
I love that. Like this is your character. Okay, I've known you a long time. As long as I've lived here, we've known you 11 years now, and you. Are so uncomfortable with the being celebrated stuff that in being the first ever unopposed reelected sheriff in Escambia County, you're still putting asterisk footnotes on that. Well, you know, the first 100 years, you know. that cracks me up. I mean, it's celebrated. It's a good accomplishment.
Yeah. And thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. We've got a lot of great people working at our team, and obviously everyone says that, but I mean, I can list them or name them, but you can see what we do at the sheriff's office and where we're going. You can see our engagement platforms. You can see our what we're doing, enforcement technology.
Mm-hmm.
So our hope has always been, my hope has been that you can see. I don't have to tell you what we're doing. Hopefully you can see everything from the nuance of the new patch that we have on our shoulder, the cruiser cars, where, you know, the fact that we're going to white cruiser cars to save a couple $1,000 a car. People may not pay attention to that, but you'll soon see white cars with the green lettering because it looks, quite honestly, it looks better.
I didn't know either of those things. So you're going to white cruisers with green lettering.
Yeah, you know, we have the green and white cars, but we had to pay like $2,500 per car to get the green fronts and the green backs and then the green and white. So we decided.
Matches the unis and look pretty good.
Yeah. And so we thought, let's just change to white cars and create a car that still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Still is identifiable as a sheriff's office car. And it looks, the first car we put out, all deputies seem to love it. It's, you know, they take a lot of pride in the car in their ride.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that Escambia County citizens also look and say, that's our sheriff's office. That's our car. No one wants to be, oh, that's an ugly car. I don't, you know, why do they do that sort of thing? But yeah, we wanted to simplify.
So that's starting. When is that coming?
We already got one car done. It probably in the next couple of months you'll see the new cars. Not every car, obviously. We're not going to buy new cars.
There's no point in saving money on painting less by repainting and costing money, right?
I mean, that's correct.
So it's as the new ones come in, we
buy a completely white Tahoe and then we put the stickers on it.
Makes sense. That and the patch? I didn't know this was a patch. When did the patch change?
The patch changed about 4 years ago. It was a little busy. And
it is pretty simple.
We start looking at this is what we are. We're the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, and that's all you need to know.
And that is literally all it said. Just as Escambia Sheriff, and that's it. So
Escambia
and
Sheriff.
And the star in the middle. So
well, and you'll see that our deputies are wearing these outer carriers again. We've revamped all of that, so all of them look pretty much the same. They're a little forgiving for those of us who could probably lose a pound or two. So the outer carrier vest and it's more functional for them. So again, we're trying to do these small things, but also we're doing the big things too.
Well, and I like that, you know, not taking for granted that just because it's been done a certain way. I mean, you know, that's always the challenge. It's like the eyes you see as an employee the first 2 weeks are the ones you want to retain, because after 2 weeks, you notice it's just the way we've always done it. And so it's good to question some of that stuff. We'll come back to the sheriff in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Just one accident to let you know about. Highway 29 and Archer Road, the road is blocked in all directions, so definitely be careful with that and plan around that one. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We have had a couple of events. A fairly busy week, actually, for bad events. Let's talk about them. There had been a, on the old Dodges on 9 Mile that's now closed and being reworked, body discovered, but it was no foul play.
No foul play. Yeah. It was natural causes.
Okay. So a homeless person, I'm guessing, would be the most likely. I mean, just somebody
who
was,
assumption,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You had Tommy Street on, the New Year's Day. You had somebody shot and killed. Do we know anything now?
Yeah. Well, what we know now is a disagreement led to a gunshot, and that gunshot ended up taking someone's life. We do have a suspect. That suspect should be charged today. They're already in jail. So we already have a hold on them over in Santa Rosa County. So we should be making that charge, that murder charge today.
We had what I consider to be a really genuinely awful story. I mean, they're all awful, okay? But this is extra horrible. On Baldridge Drive, a woman who'd been run over multiple times by her boyfriend, is that right? What happened here?
That's it. They some sort of an altercation between a boyfriend and a girlfriend led this boyfriend, the suspect, to to take a gun, and then he fired what we believe to be 16 or 17 times, ending up hitting her about 7 times.
Oh, my God.
And as she lay in the parking lot, he took her car, her Jeep Cherokee, ran over her, and then backed over her again before fleeing, heading to the Alabama area. We were able to use, obviously, eyewitness testimony, but we also used some of the technology, the license plate readers, to be able to track the car, at least until it got on the interstate. We knew it was heading towards the Mobile area. We knew that they had this guy had connections over in the Mobile Pritchard area. So we contacted the law enforcement partners over in Alabama. Sure enough, I think Spanish Fort Police Department saw this Cherokee on the side of the road with a flat tire. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And they ended up walking up. I guess he thought they were just there to help him, but they put the cuffs on him, and he will be extradited to Escambia County to face the murder charges.
Mm. Wow. Okay. And then we also had an odd story, but one that it's something that you and I talk about all the time is gun laws and gun rules. Mm-hmm. We had a guy in the north end of the county, I think. The neighbor's dog came on his property, and then he felt concerned about that, so he went to get a gun. And it's after that that everything went wrong, right?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's as simple as this: the shots were fired when the dog was not even in his yard. So the charges were presented based upon the fact that, you know, we talk about reasonableness all the time. Mm-hmm. Is it reasonable to believe that your life is in danger, or someone else's life is in danger when the dog's not even in your yard? And by all accounts, that's what took place, because, you know, we could tell the location, obviously, where the dog was. We can tell where the shots were fired. These are things that why there's really no reason to do that. And again, if someone's listening, then and you've heard us talk at all,
right?
Hopefully, this will be ingrained in your head. It is we use a reasonableness standard, and if you feel like your life's in danger, then you can protect yourself. If you feel like someone else's life is in danger, you can protect yourself, but you cannot protect someone shooting someone 3 houses down or that's not an immediate threat to you or someone else.
And in this case, the dogs came on his property. He went and got his pistol. The dogs left the property. He goes and starts firing at the dogs as they're basically wandering down the street, not even threatening him, all of which he admitted to the deputy. And then he said, it's okay. It's my Second Amendment right.
Yeah. That's why I was charged.
Sometimes I you and I talk a lot about gun laws. I talk a lot about gun stuff with Sheriff Johnson too. But to me, it's like you can't educate people enough, especially in a gun culture like Florida. You cannot tell people often enough what the rules are. so that people themselves don't run afoul of them, don't break them, don't do something dumb, and don't commit a crime, right? I mean, that's my goal. That's why we talk about it, is because it happens and it's a problem.
Well, and there's not this grand list of circumstances in which you can use a gun. I mean, there's not, you know, Section 8, when a dog is coming on your property, you can't, there's nothing like that. It is, again, and the standard that we have to apply. And that's why when I first started mentioning about this case, I said, at the time the shot was fired, what is the scenario at that very time?
Right.
And I think that's important for everyone to understand. If your life's in danger, you're going to know it. You're going to know it, and it's going to be pretty simple for everyone. You can be easy to articulate why you had to pull the weapon and why you had to fire the gun. Look, there's very few, more staunch supporters of concealed carry and protecting yourself and Second Amendment rights than I am, and you're in the same boat, because we have had so many. We probably talked about this 200 times over the last many years, and that's why I want to be very clear. Yes, you can protect yourself here in Escambia County. We're not going to charge you for protecting yourself, but we want to make sure you help us. Make sure that the only option is to use deadly force.
If you shoot a gun or brandish, okay, but if you shoot a gun. And you have reason to fear for your life or a forcible felony or the injury to another person, no problem. But you better have a reason. And it better be one of those things.
And it should be. We can't have people out there just arbitrarily shooting weapons.
I mean, because if a dog is barking at you, biting at you, you're entitled. You can defend yourself. I mean, we've talked about that. My wife and I bike, and people let their dogs out. It drives me crazy that they don't control the dogs. If a dog comes near my wife and starts barking at her to bite her, that dog is going to be bad for the dog. But a dog just is running down the side of the road? No, not enough. It's got to be an active attack. Anyway, so we talk about it a lot.
But if you replace dog with another person, individual, even with a person with a stick, say, and they're three houses down, you're not really in any threat at that point. Obviously, give us a call, and we'll have a conversation with that guy.
I did want to just one quick thing on the state of the agency, because I didn't get to listen to the speech last night. But anything you're planning to do in the next, 4 years is a long time, but anything you're planning to do this year other than, the paint choice, and you already did the patch 4 years ago, but anything else that you got? You're putting up the memorial for officers, going to groundbreak on the 16th.
Groundbreaking on the 16th of January, yes.
Anything else that you guys have planned right now for the next maybe 6 months or so?
Again, I think that some of the things we started in earnest last year, last term, and then we're going to continue to build, like the real-time crime center, we're going to continue to build our network with more cameras. We're going to incorporate that into our engagement platform. Right now, we consider that to be enforcement. But, when we go to neighborhood associations, we say, here's what you can do. You can sign up for this. It doesn't give us access to your cameras, but you can sign up for to be a part of this, so that if we have an incident, we can just email you and say, hey, do you happen to have video? So that's, if we continue to build upon our network, I think it makes us stronger. I think that what I really need to do is, and I talked about it yesterday, and I'll talk about it again. I read an article about the county has approved 4,000 more homes last year alone. If there's 2.5 people per home, which is what the census says, that's about 10,000 people in 1 year. Now, I know there's some nuances there. Some people moving from one place to the other, but a lot of these people are coming into Escambia County.
Well, new homes is new people. I mean,
New people are people moving from the city to the county, people from the other counties to our county. So we have to be prepared for that. I happen to think that we're short of deputies already. We haven't added a deputy before I got elected. We haven't added a deputy in 20 years because they were having trouble fielding them, finding the deputies. Now we fill up a couple times a year, so we're actually hiring the deputies. We're able to do that. So I want to have those conversations with the Board of County Commissioners, and my plan is to tell them, look, you're looking at potentially 10,000 people a year, and then 5 years we'll have 50,000 more, and that's just to keep up. That's not even
to
make up for where we were before. So we are in an expensive endeavor, but it has to start with safety. You have to have police, you have to have fire, you have to have EMS, and if that's not the number one priority, then I'm going to continue to shout that it should be.
I really like what Ashley Hoffberger, Commissioner Hoffberger, has said, which is that she was talking more about EMS, but I think it applies everywhere, is if you know this many people are coming, then you ought to have a built-in formula for this many people means a new fire truck. This many people needs a new EMS truck. This many people needs three more deputies. I mean, that makes sense to me from a budgetary perspective. Instead of us having to figure out after the fact, well, we're short five here, we're finding these problems. It should just, I mean, it's a straight population issue, it seems like.
When I was at the Pensacola Police Department and they were going to annex an area, the first question they asked me was, how many deputies is this going to need?
Yeah.
And I gave them this number. And they end up not annexing quite as much. But I think that, first of all, we're understaffed to begin with because we haven't looked ahead at this.
Yep.
And I would love to have those conversations. What does it look like in 1 year, in 2 years, in 4 years, even longer, with a continued increase in population? You can't just ignore it and say, well, the sheriff's office or the fire department will do it. We'll just handle it. You know, just be spread thin, but they'll just handle it. You can't do things that way. We already have, per thousand, a lot fewer deputies than the Pensacola has. Now, they pay a premium with their property tax. But there's got to be some area there where we can make up some ground with regards to these sheriff's deputies.
All right, I know you hate being celebrated, so I'm going to ask you a really embarrassing question. You ready? It's a New Year's resolution question. You ready?
All right.
So, Sheriff Simmons, you're in pretty good shape. You have a pretty good marriage. You're at the top of your profession, widely admired in the community, and you just got reelected unopposed. Do you even bother with New Year's resolutions?
I'm not a resolution kind of guy. I really am. I'm really not. I kind of think that, why do I have to wait till January to start doing things?
Is your resolution to just keep on being Chip?
Let's try to be great. Let's try to be great at everything we do. And we can do that in February. We can do that in November. Let's do it every year.
I'm saying this more often. Sheriff Simmons, thank you for the time. Look forward to hopefully talking to you again soon.
you had me up and I'm in shape, so I'm now having to go back to the gym.
Tell your brother I said so.
Yeah.
Sheriff, thanks for the time as always, sir. And thank you, good luck on the next 4 years.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see. We've still got dealing with that accident that happened on Highway 29 and Archer Road. It's still causing some major delays in the area. The road is blocked, so definitely be aware of that. If you're traveling I-10 eastbound between Highway 29, Pine Forest and Highway 29, you're going to see about a 5 to 10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
Good morning, 7:58, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David, it's good to have you back after your one-day absence made my radio heart grow fonder.
Well, good. I'm glad to make your day a little brighter today. The Jacksonville Jaguars are firing their head coach, Doug Peterson. Yesterday was the NFL's Black Monday, the day after regular season ends. Several head coaches are fired each year. Jacksonville's move comes after the team finished the year at 4-13.
What's wrong with that?
Right. No room for improvement there.
Wait,
you know?
4-13? I thought they played 16. Oh, they expanded a couple years ago, didn't they? 17. Okay,
right,
go on.
And there's a new study out that suggests a possible connection between fluoride exposure and lower IQs in children. Researchers say, though, that they are not calling for fluoride to be removed from tap water. They say the studies may have been low quality.
The study performed by consumers of fluoride? Is that what they're saying?
Something
which would
like
seem
that,
to
yeah.
sort of validate the study's conclusion.
Listen on air.